Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Well, hello and good day to New Life Live. This is Dr. Ron Archer sitting in for Steve Arterburn. I call him my brother from another mother, and we are so blessed to be here today with you, our great callers. And I have two dynamic duos here with me. I have Dr. Sherry Keffer and Chris Williams. Hey, A-Team, how's it going?
Great.
Good. It's so good to be with you today. And we just love your voice.
I was going to say, my goodness. When I grow up, I want Ron Archer's voice.
Oh, yeah? I say to my kids, Luke, I'm your father, Luke.
Yes.
Well, we're going to be in the studio for the next 2 hours taking your calls. And call us at 800-229-3000. That's 1-800-229-3000. You know, guys, we are in an interesting time in our lives. I call this the storm season of our historical dispensation of time. You know, I lived in Florida for some time, and my goodness, when it was hurricane season, everything changed. And so I want to kind of talk about a little bit today. How do we survive the storms of life? Significant emotional events. In our practice, the word storm is an acronym. It means significant trauma, overwhelming reasonable minds. And I want to ask the audience today to talk about their storm stories, their storm experiences. What are they facing that is significant emotionally, that's an event that can sometimes drop you to your knees? And a storm can be a multiplicity of things. It can be a marital storm. It can be a financial storm. It can be a child-rearing storm. It can be a mental health storm. It can be a career storm. It can be a friendship storm, but something that is significant and affecting you and causing you not to be able to sleep at night, or your eating habits have changed and you're worried, you have anxiety because you're trying to get through this storm. Here are some basic tips about our life storms. Number one, storms are inevitable. You can't avoid them. Jesus said, in this world, you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Like we're talking about the book of James, it says, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, not if. Job said, a man is born unto woman and born of a few days, and those days are full of trouble. So we can't run away. We can't hide. So we want to talk about today some principles of being able to transcend, overcome, break through those particular storms. We also know that a storm will never leave you like it found you. It'll either make you better or bitter, a climber or a quitter, but it will have impact on you. But we have a choice. I want to hear about your storm stories today, your significant trauma, overwhelming reasonable minds. And we have two of the best therapists and coaches who are going to be your resiliency coaches to help you transcend. You know what? You were built to overcome the storms. You are aerodynamic by the grace and mercy of God. And with the proper training and tooling and friendships and church memberships and all those great things and great therapy and coaching, you can face your storm head on and you can transcend. And we're going to talk about those issues today as we look at overcoming, transcending your storm. We want to hear from you today about your storm stories so we can help you transcend, overcome. David said, I am old and I was young. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging for bread. You will overcome your storm. We'll see you back in a little bit as we prepare to help you We had Dr. Sherry Kiffer and Chris Williams here to answer your phone calls. Remember, the number is 1-800-229-3000. Call us with your storm story. It is time to overcome. It is time to transcend.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Well, welcome back. This is Storm Central today on New Life Live, and we have Dr. Sherry Kiffer and Chris Williams, and we're going to talk about your storms and how to transcend them. So we have a first-time caller from Ontario, Canada, Anne, and Anne wants to talk to us about her storm. Hello, Anne. How are you today?
Well, I'm fine, thank you.
So what is your storm?
Well, when I was growing up, I sort of had this father figure problem. And it was like, because my father was very weak, and it did something to me. And
okay.
I have a friend, a man friend I've known for 23 years.
Yes.
And he did not like this problem I had with various people. Now, it wasn't anything I wanted from them. It was just this father figure thing.
Yes.
You know, get right red, and there'd be problems in my stomach and my
goodness.
my rectum, and
okay.
Really terrible.
Sometimes Anne, what is your question? How can we really help you with this father figure issue?
Well, the minister we have, the present, the ex-minister, I had that feeling toward.
Yes.
And the thing is, he didn't go to the church, this friend of mine, but he knew everything about me.
Yes.
See? And I didn't want to take him while I still had these feelings.
Yes.
And I'm scared to take him. I've tried to take him for months and months, and I haven't been able to. And I just want to be able to get rid of this...
Sherry, do you have anything you can share with Anne about her father figure issues and some of the things she's doing during her storm? What can you tell her?
So, hey, Anne, you know what? It sounds like your body is trying to signal you with some symptoms. And, you know, when you said you get a stomach ache and and pain, and even some pain around your rectum. I mean, those are really important body signals to listen to. 'Cause what happens is sometimes in our lives, things happen in our families with the people that are closest to us. Sometimes we have memories about those things, and sometimes we don't. We all have a part of our brain which is somewhat of a holding tank for holding really painful things that happen to us. And so we might even dissociate from the things that happened to us when we were really young. So I wouldn't ignore those body symptoms. In fact, if you find that you're triggered, a trigger is a word for when you feel uncomfortable in your body, when you feel yourself pulling away from someone. And in this case, it sounds like it's fairly consistent. It sounds like it's around some men or men that are in authority. Do you know if anything happened in your life with your dad? Or,
well, I'm just saying that this person, it isn't easy to take him because of this ex-minister, and the thing is, it's sort of like a fear to walk in that church and still have those feelings.
Right, but you
even
know what?
That minister has gone.
Right, but this is the thing, is what we can listen to is we can listen to that fear and not let it necessarily overtake us where we just don't do anything about it. But what if that fear...
Well, it's over yet. Yeah.
But what if that fear was something that you just noticed? What if that fear was something that you noticed and you went, hey, I need to take a look at this fear. I need to meet with a counselor about this fear. I need to maybe do some deeper trauma work, as Dr. Ron's been talking about, with this storm. Instead of avoiding the storm and running from the storm, you know what happens when we run from storms? They just last longer. Mm-hmm. In this case,
you can't have a person over because you're not in the space to have them.
I understand.
You can't have them over.
So you know what we have to do? We have to move towards the storm.
Amen.
We can't run away from it. You have to face it and go into a safe setting where you can unpack why the storm is there. If something didn't happen, my dear, you wouldn't have a storm.
So true. Chris, what do you think about
her storm?
The
way he treated me, you know, wasn't right. He should have tried to understand.
So Anna, I'm going to reinforce what Sherry has been saying, and that is, let me put it this way. The mind remembers information, but the body remembers experience.
Wow, that's good.
Especially early childhood experience. If you're in my office, I'm immediately assessing for early trauma in your life. And when you say that there's this deep resentment and frustration, maybe even anger that you have towards your dad and that he was weak, I'd be very...
Well, I don't feel it. Yeah.
But you said it. But what I'm saying is you said it. And so it just sounds to me like there is a lot of chaos happening inside of you. Mm. And it's really hard to figure that out. But it gets triggered when it gets really triggered when you're in certain situations, especially with men. So what I want you to be able to...
I can't go different places because of Wayne, because of the things he did to me, and I remember Walmart, what he said, and, you know, it's just too much.
That's the key. You just said it there. And you're carrying too much. And when you get into good trauma therapy, you're able, in a healthy way, to offload all of that too much. And to really, again, face the storms of the past and work through them and heal them so that you will discover calmer waters in your daily life.
Yeah, like inner healing.
Yes.
Yeah,
there you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I want you to get in with someone who specializes in trauma.
Yes.
And get into good counseling there.
What's a good resource for him? What do you think she can take from... New Life Live to help her with this particular storm?
Well, I think a great book to start with would be Healing as a Choice.
Yes.
And then...
Oh, you mean you have to want to.
Yeah.
That's a good start.
Yeah.
I hate to say it. There's no substitute for motivation.
Yeah,
okay.
I know what I know because I'm highly intelligent.
Right. Of course
you are. You sound brilliant, so I know you are that.
It's called Healing as... We're going to send it to you. We're going to send you a copy of Is a Choice.
Is a Choice.
Yes.
Healing is a choice.
Yes.
And then we want...
Like,
then
they're afraid to come out of it.
So, and hear me out. So then we want you to look in your area for someone who specializes in trauma. You'll hear Dr. Sherry and I talk a lot about a particular trauma intervention called EMDR. And so EMDR... stands for eye movement desensitization reprocessing, if I can get that out of my mouth.
EMDR.
EMDR.
Mm-hmm. Oh, M.
Yeah.
Well, there might not be that in this where I live.
Well,
There's
very little, but look in your area and stay on the line because New Life may have some therapist in Canada that maybe you can even do some telehealth with.
Outstanding. Thank you, Anne, for the courage to share about your storm experience, and I pray that God will give you the direction to find some great support systems in the book we're going to give you.
Isn't that a good reminder to all of us? Like, we have to want to.
Yes.
We
yeah.
have to want to face that, the pain of that storm. Because like you said, Dr. Ron, earlier, it's the storm either makes you better or bitter.
Or bitter. Yeah. There's
always
a choice
so
involved.
There is a choice. And how we all just sat in that moment with Anne when she said, you mean you have to want to?
Yeah.
And it was beautiful because we have to want to face.
That was so real.
Yeah, face the healing.
Well, and friends, there is. I have deep compassion for those who resist therapy, who resist the deeper work. And because I think intuitively we know we're going to require you to touch the pain.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But it's the untouched pain that remains unhealed. And we got
to heal many
it.
Times what keeps us stuck is the pain of the past, and the fear of the future can keep us stuck in the present. One of the great Bible stories is the man who's in the bed by Bethesda, and Jesus says, do you want to be made whole?
Yeah.
Because he had been there for so many years, yet God had wanted to. Okay, let's go to Cindy in Denver, Colorado, KGFT, and let's talk about your storm, Cindy. Welcome to New Life Live.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi there. Yes, hello there.
Yes,
hi.
You're on.
Yes, I'm calling and give you just a little background. I've been married 5 years, but we've recently been living together for the first time for the last 7 months. So new things have come to the surface, and it's been an eye-opener, and I've just realized that we have a business relationship in regards to our finances, and we have no problems with sexual intimacy, but we need emotional intimacy, and I've gone to counseling a lot. We've gone to a marriage and counselor. He refuses to go to counseling.
Okay.
We're both believers,
and
the reason he wants the finances kept separate is because of his previous marriage where his ex-wife stole a lot of money from him and just past, you know, wounds and things. And I'm just, my biggest question is, how do I move forward to get us to be on the same page and build emotional intimacy and shift from this business financial relationship to an actual marriage where we're working together?
Cindy, Cindy, what took over 4 years for you guys to live together?
We lived 80 miles apart, and we were both too stubborn to decide who was going to sell their house first. So I sold mine first and moved, where he's self-employed and been that way for over 30 years. So I changed jobs and moved.
So you guys are actually in a huge crisis. You started in a crisis.
Yeah.
You started from a place of deep, deep distrust. That's a big deal. But that's also historical. So Cindy, what are you afraid of in what were you afraid of in selling your home and moving towards him?
Honestly, just living in a very ugly town that didn't have a lot to offer as far as positivity and a good church, because I'm still struggling to find a church for myself. He doesn't believe in going to church because he believes it's all a money racket, and he believes his relationship with God is just that, with him one-on-one, not in a church.
So he lives with a lot of fear and distrust and control.
Definitely.
Okay, so
how did you guys get married in the first place?
I'm very curious about the backstory.
We are for you, right? We're for your marriage, but I'm just sitting here going with...
How did we get married?
Well, not how, like, you went to Justice of the Peace or you went through pastor or whatever. I'm talking about how did you both end up together with so much distrust and so much power and control issues? It's like your relationship started out with that, but you picked each other anyway.
I think it's because we have such similar backgrounds. I had a lot of distrust from my previous marriage because my ex-husband lived a double life with drugs and cheating and things like that. And then his ex-wife was cheating and lying and stealing from him and the family. And we found that common ground, I think, so we could relate to one another. And I think that's what kind of bonded us together. And we dated for 5 years before we got married, and we were like, gosh, we can't keep living like this. This is not biblical. We knew we were doing, you know, unbiblical things. So he's like, let's get married and let's make it right so we can at least sleep better at night and not feel guilty about what we're doing. And he loved me, and he knew he didn't want to meet anybody else. And I knew I loved him, you know, because of his character traits. And that's kind of, I think, how it happened. And then it was a
thank you so much. Thanks so much for sharing with me. Because it sounds like because you guys were having sex before you got married, that's the thing that you have together now is sex. That's kind of like the only thing that you two shared or made adjustments around. And you felt guilty, which, you know, you didn't want to be outside of biblical guidelines. But because of that, you move towards marriage without merging these other areas of mistrust, without requiring that you guys get connected emotionally without having to figure out where you were going to live and who was going to sell their house. Y'all just kind of took sex into marriage because you were having sex before, but these other factors, power, control, yes, trust, those are the cornerstones of mm-hmm. relationship. Those things right. are the yes. things that are going to be with you when sex changes at some mm-hmm. point down the road.
We also agreed on selling both houses and moving somewhere completely different than where we are. And then that changed after we got married, and he changed his mind and said, nope, I don't have any desire to live there or move there, and I'm not going to be even considering it anymore. And that was after the fact.
Cindy, well, let us
take this break, and then we'll come back and offer some materials. See you after the
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, this is Dr. Archer setting in for Steve Alderburn, and we're wrapping up with Cindy. You want to finish up, Chris?
So Cindy, there is a lot of fear and pain that you guys have brought in with you into the marriage and relationship. And as Sherry was talking about, what you guys did is you bonded deeply over a sexual relationship, but before that you bonded over your pain. But what you didn't bond is just what you're saying is your protest against the relationship. You didn't bond in an emotional way, meaning that talking through and getting to know each other. And that is really important. And as a married couple, like you said, you're frustrated because you want to get into counseling. And I think if he would be willing to do a weekend, the intimacy and marriage weekend, but starting with maybe a resource, I think a great resource for you guys to start with is How We Love. And to really talk about how these events in our lives, how the pains, how the storms that we're talking about has shaped us and where we are. But I do believe you both need to, if you're going to make this work, you need to face the storm of the pain from your previous marriages.
And you know, in light of that, what you're sharing, Chris, I can really relate to you, Cindy, because I too was married to a man who cheated, who sexually acted out. And the interesting thing is your husband married someone who cheated on him as well. And I often talk about how those wounds of betrayal cause us to heal broken. It's like there's a broken bone, and instead of it being set right, it healed out of place. And until both you and your husband do some deeper work around the betrayal trauma that both of you experienced, one of the beliefs, a couple of the beliefs I had, is one is I can't trust anyone. And the other is I can't trust my judgment. I called that the deadly duo. And I'm seeing that stuckness that you guys are both experiencing when you aren't trusting each other. You're not even trusting your own judgment. So you're using power and control to keep you guys safe. So getting in and doing that deeper work, getting a copy of my book, Intimate Deception, Healing the Wounds of Sexual Betrayal, might be something that you guys could read together and relate on and grow through that.
Outstanding. Thank you, Cindy, so much. And next we're going to go to Daryl from Charleston, South Carolina on Sirius XM. And he has a shout out for us. Hey, Daryl, what's up?
Hey, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm not as good as you, but I'm hanging in there.
Well, good. Hey, just keep hanging on. Friday's coming, right?
That's right.
But anyway, I'm just calling in to do a shout out of, 7 years ago, I went to EMB in Washington area, and it's really healed me and my wife. We have a real relationship now. Now, I'm not going to say it's perfect, because it's not. There's no such thing. But, we worked with each other and worked towards each other's love, and just the whole thing of going to EMB and working with the Sustained Victory Group to call every week that I participate in. It really keeps me grounded and looking forward to where I need to go in life with her to have a good life. The first real relationship I've ever had with a person ever. So
wow.
It's really a good thing.
Daryl, you speak to something that's critically important. First off, thank you so much. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for reporting back to us. But I was just on a phone call this morning with a person struggling with his own sexual brokenness, and he had a hard time seeing that his sense of disconnection in life was driving, both kind of chicken and egg, was driving his desire to sexually act out, but also his sexual acting out was desiring disconnection from real people. And what we're trying to get him to understand is that he's substituting authentic relationship for inauthentic experience. And you're a person that when you experience authentic relationship, deeper and true intimacy, everything in life starts changing. Everything gets clear. Everything, as we come into the light and engage in that long-term healing process, life becomes more clear, more manageable, and you talk about facing the storms. Addiction is an attempt to escape reality.
Yes.
Pornography and sexually acting out is we're escaping reality, but we will never build the resilience.
That's it.
And the courage and the character for reality if we don't face it and grow through it and do exactly what you've done, Daryl. Great job.
And you know what's amazing
I just want to thank you guys. Thank you guys. And just wanted to do a shout out. You know, it's just a beautiful thing to me. Who is that? Is that you, Miss Kefford, that was coming in?
I just wanted to say, Daryl, I'm so proud of you. You are among my heroes, and you are the reason that we keep doing what we're doing here, because when we hear a real man who's exchanged a life of pornography and sexually acting out, and you're able to hold your real wife, and you're able to experience real relationship and real love, which isn't perfect, but it's real. And you're able to connect like you haven't ever connected before, that is what we do. That's what we're here for. Because it's your story, and it's real.
Yes.
And so that's the goal.
Yes. I look in the dictionary, I see Daryl. Next to him is the word man.
Yes.
All right. Hang on. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back to you. Don't leave us. We have a whole lot to do with storms. It's your time to have a breakthrough, not a breakdown. We'll talk to you after the break. Remember, you are here by divine design to shine, so don't give up.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of 7 books, including Growth Has No Boundaries by Drs. John Townsend and Henry Cloud, Take Your Life Back by Steve Arterburn and Dr. Dave Stoop, and the Emotional Freedom Workbook. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Ron Archer with Dr. Sherry Keffer and Chris Williams. We're talking about storm, significant trauma, overwhelming reasonable minds. And we're going to get back to that topic and your phone calls. But Chris, I want you to talk about the Finding Freedom online workshop coming up this Saturday. What is it all about?
Well, listen, there are these issues that we get stuck on in life that keep holding us back. It's sort of the storm that we can't get out of or that keeps reoccurring over and over and over again. And so Finding Freedom is just this day-long event that allows you to take a deep breath, sit back, and we help you clearly identify what your issue is that keeps kind of tripping you up or causing pain, recycled pain over and over again. Then we provide a clear process with support on how to get through that, how to overcome it, and yes. with a plan to keep going that you can continue the healing and growth process to get to that place where when Paul is telling the Galatians, it is for freedom that Christ has set you free.
Amen.
And so we're providing you a process designed specifically for you on how to get to that new level of finding the freedom that Christ has for you on the other side of your pain and challenges.
Well, that sounds awesome, and can't wait to hear the feedback from people who go and learn and grow and have their breakthrough and not a breakdown.
That's exactly right.
Overcoming and to be free. Freedom is such a glorious gift to get that monkey off your back and understand that nobody can ride your back unless it is bent. It's time to stand up and buck off the users and the abusers and say, free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty, I'm free at last.
Amen.
Very good. All right. Well, we're talking about storms today and how we're going to transcend them. We have a few callers online, many waiting. So let's go with Tiffany out of Los Angeles, California. Tiffany, how are you on this fine day? What is your storm about today? Talk to us.
Hi, guys. Great. My first time kind of listening into the show, and I just felt like, oh, I need to call in and ask a question. And it's really been on my heart, so I was thinking maybe you guys,
are experts
in this and in a Christian aspect. I'm actually recently engaged, you guys. I have 4 children from a previous marriage, and my fiance has a child from a previous marriage. My children are all girls, 13 and under. Going, you know, getting to my point. And then he had a son who is 19 years old in October. It looks as if I'm experiencing a little bit of hostility from the son. Also, the son has Asperger's. Needed to add that as well.
All right.
My question is, how do I blend this family when it doesn't seem like we've been dating for 2 years and we recently just got engaged July 4th, Independence Day. For some reason...
Yes.
There was a huge little blowout between me and his 18-year-old son, sir. And I'm pretty indirect, you know, pretty direct and, you know.
I got you.
My heart attitude is not right towards.
So Tiffany, you're asking us, how do you create harmony without harming many, right?
Yes.
So
There's also an ex-fiance involved in this you know, the young man still keeps in contact with. He was previously engaged to this lady. It was a very toxic, bad relationship 3 years ago. And she's still kind of influencing the son. And that's why it's kind of starting up all this friction. So I don't know how to, you know, it is a
all
little bit of fear on my part that he is going to kind of.
Well, let us help you. Let me let Dr. Sherry kind of tackle this storm that you have in front of us. Doctor?
Well, wow, Tiffany. So blended families are tough, and I'm not sure what you guys have been doing over the last 2 years, because that's a long time, right, to hang with each other, which is good. How has the son been with you over the last 2 years? Has he been around, receptive?
Well, I mean, he's kind of been, you know, kind of high by, you know, and kind of just staying close to this lady. I mentioned that this kind of breakup was because it was a bad, toxic relationship.
Right. So he's really still attached to her. He hasn't really grieved the loss that his dad has moved on. He hasn't.
Yeah, his dad has moved on.
Right.
And
but he's
like
he's not grieved the loss that his dad has moved on from this relationship.
Mm.
Has his dad made attempts to talk to his son? About?
Yes, ma'am. We kind of try to go to, you know, family outings through the 2 years. Remember you were saying, like,
what I'm saying, Tiffany, has your fiancé had a heart-to-heart with his 19-year-old son to clarify that he's not attached to this woman and that you are the one that he wants to spend his life with?
Has he tried to tell him?
Not tell him.
Yeah, he had tried
not,
to.
Not tell him. Not tell him. It's not about telling. It's about saying, so I can see that you're still attached. Let me call her Gloria. I can see that you're still attached to Gloria. I can see that you're continuing to call Gloria. And you have a strong relationship with Gloria. But what's happening, because you have such a strong relationship with Gloria, it's making it hard for you to attach to Tiffany. It's hard for you to open up to Tiffany. What are you holding on to? Are you afraid that if I marry Tiffany, that you can't have a relationship with Gloria anymore? Do you feel like you've got to pick sides?
He keeps in contact with Gloria. He goes out with Gloria often.
Who does? And
the dad had told him, he said, oh, no, you can't do that because I'm in a relationship. But then he realized, his 19-year-old son does not also as well, I didn't tell you guys, have a good relationship with his biological mother, his ex-wife.
Okay, so Tiffany, hear me out. Take a deep breath.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes,
so there is a lot of anxiety in your voice. There's a lot of fear.
Yes.
It's fast and it's furious. Okay, so a 19-year-old with Asperger's is going to need a lot of consistency. And so you're going to have to, if this is going to blend well, you're going to have to play the long game. He is going to rebel against you. That is going to happen because you just happen to be in the way of one more rupture, relational rupture in his life. And it sounds like his life has been fairly relationally chaotic. And so for anyone that is difficult, but especially a person who deals with Asperger's, they need consistency, especially relational consistency. And so you have this opportunity, and not just with him, but with your children as well, with your girls as well, that this is a whole new adventure for them. The adjustment period is going to be really long. And you're going to have to find the extra measure of patience as well as guidance. And so getting into good couples therapy, because you're not just marrying each other. You're marrying into these families. And blended families are challenging for anybody.
But I'm thinking, too, if he has been hurt by his birth mother and he's having a hard time with you, and for whatever reason he's attached to Gloria, you know, I have a concern how he's going to not only treat you, but your girls.
And so
y'all are going to have to face this head on and get into some family therapy where everybody's in the room. And you all are talking about what this means to transition together as a family. A lot of times we don't think that we could sit in the room with a therapist and talk about what we're dealing with. We don't think about family therapy as being family therapy.
Exactly.
But I've done some sessions, and Chris, I know you've done some sessions where we've got everybody there.
Hey, this is for the general audience. This is for everyone listening right now.
Not just you, Tiffany. Everybody.
Family therapy can be incredibly effective. If you think that individual therapy is more effective, you could be mistaken. Because when we get the families in the room together.
We were going to go to couples therapy for this because he doesn't really know how to do, handle this. And actually, he's kind of. Well, causing so much friction that he's causing friction between mother-in-law that I haven't even met yet.
Okay, so Tiffany, listen to me. There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
We're going to send you a copy of How We Love.
Thank you.
And with that, you're going to stay on the line because we have many therapists in the LA area that we can connect you with. So we're going to connect you with one of the New Life therapists in the area there, and we're going to get you going on this journey. But again, I want you to, as Dr. Ron was talking about earlier, the storms of life, and this storm your family has been in a storm, and it could take a while, but you need the tools to get through, again, to get the calmer waters on the other side so this family can be all that God has intended it to be.
And the good news is, no storm lasts forever. This too shall pass. And we're going to give you the tools that you can rise above, transcend, and be everything God has called you to be. We look forward to seeing you and talking to you after the break.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Well, welcome back to Storm Survival Session. And look who we have in the studio with us, Larry Sonnenberg. Larry, what do you got to talk to us about today?
Well, thank you, Ron, very much. I just want to encourage folks. This is kind of, we're driving for Club New Life members right now. And the Club New Life has been a saving grace for us during this COVID crisis. And what we've done is we've created a new thank you gift for people signing up. 7 books. I'm going to read them off quick. Conquer Worry and Anxiety by Dr. Raymond. Take Your Life Back and Healing is a Choice by Steve Arterburn. Forgiving What You'll Never Forget, Change Your Thinking, Change Your Life, 2 books by Dave Stoop. The Emotional Freedom Workbook by Connie Neal and Steve Arterburn. And then one of John Henry's books, Growth Has No Boundaries. So if you'll write or if you'll call and commit to $30 a month or more, those books will be yours.
That is an amazing library.
It's a great set.
Oh, my goodness.
And those are, I mean, if you price those out, it's well over $100. Yes. I mean, I don't know exactly how much it is, but you think about it, that, what a great gift. It's already the price of
it is.
And the ticket.
And right? If you are already a current Club New Life member, add $10 to your monthly giving. We'll give these books to you. And here's the reason why we want you to do this. Think of what this person's life changed real quick. This is one of my favorite testimonies. Your ministry keeps me from walking around with a basket full of tears, from huddling in my bed in a fetal position, from lashing out at my kids with anger. Your ministry is my lifeline right now in the pain and suffering, a lifeline to God's word, a lifeline to God. Your job is keeping people sane and functioning during extreme hardship and crisis and sadness and loss. Your job is saving people's lives. New Life is saving people's lives. Maybe not like a medical doctor, but spiritual and mental. You're helping me save my life from where I could go to where I need to go. That's why we do what we do, ladies and gentlemen. That's why we ask for your support. And I want you to get back to the phones, but please join Club New Life.
All right, that sounds great. We're talking about, thanks, Larry, we're talking about storms. And again, the word is an acronym for significant trauma. Overwhelming reasonable minds. And we have to be honest, this COVID-19 thing has really been a massive storm that's affected us financially, relationally, mental health-wise, and we really need some help to talk about how do we get through this? How do we survive this? And there are some real issues that people are facing when it comes to this COVID-19. And we have Joan from Malden, Massachusetts, W-E-Z-E, who has a serious storm story to share with us. And so, Joan, welcome to the New Life program.
Thank you for being there and taking my call. I really do appreciate it. Let me backtrack a minute. Last night I bottomed out and I said, God, where do I turn? Right back to my mind, your program, which I haven't had on in a very long time, because I used to get triggered with the things that I was listening to. Mm. I decided to turn it off and haven't put it on. And when I did call in today, and you were talking about storms, and I got through, I knew it was God. I knew it was His hand helping me. I had been praying to see His hand move in my life. I've had many, many storms ongoing. I thought it was because of the COVID virus, but it turns out that even before then, I was struggling with many storms. I lost my ex-husband, who God had reconciled us together. He died of the virus. Mm-hmm. My daughter stayed with him. I didn't get to say goodbye to him.
Oh,
it was
so
very
painful.
We had become very, very close. Mm. He was very ill, and he used to talk about wanting to die all the time. And I would tell him that I would miss him, and who would I have to talk to if he died? Anyway, when it came time for him to be diagnosed with the virus, he had decided that he didn't want to fight anymore. I was devastated, and I was even more devastated that my daughter, who I've been estranged with for many years, did not want to have anything else to do with me. She had been an only child for 16 years, and it was very hard for her when I had both my sons after that. But anyway, I've noticed that it's been bing, bang, boom, one thing after another, car breaking down, lost my keys,
oh my goodness,
being sick, financial problems, families, just every area, including the building that I'm living in with the management. New management took over.
Okay.
They're not very nice to seniors and disabled people.
So we are here to help you, Joan. So what is the question that you want to ask our team that we can help you?
The question is, when so many things come at you and you feel like you can't even get through one to focus on the other, how do you get through the faith crisis that becomes where I bottomed out last night? I just felt like God was nowhere to be found. The faith crisis of faith, the tribulations, trials, storms, as opposed to
Joan, listen to me, because of time, I want to jump in here. So this is where I like to start spiritually. Oftentimes you go to God and say, God, I have a problem. But sometimes we need to go to God and say, God, you have a problem. You are overwhelmed with all of these things that have happened in your life, and you're just feeling like crushed underneath the weight of them all. And so you're in this place of hopelessness and helplessness.
Yep.
And true powerlessness. And this is where the people of addiction really help us understand this. They do this thing called surrender. And sometimes surrender looks like, God, I don't know what to do with all of this. So you say you're faithful. You say you're loving. You have this big problem, and it's called my life. And I'm very curious, God, to see how you're going to redeem it. Now, pay attention. You bottomed out, and he brought this show back to you. He's talking to you. He's communicating to you.
I love what Jesus gave us is this example when he was on the cross. And just like you, Joan, he was overwhelmed. He was overwhelmed with things that were placed on him that he never did anything wrong. But he was abused and wounded for all of ours. And you know what he said? He said, my God, why have thou forsaken me? Do you know he felt in that moment the very thing that you felt last night?
Mm-hmm.
And guess where God was?
No.
God was completely wrapped around that experience. God was in it. He was in it just like he was last night with you. So even when things seem dark, God is not away. He is as close as puppy breath to us. Mm. We just think he's not there, but he is. He cares.
He cares deep. I can tell you, when I was 10 years old, I wanted to blow my brains out. I'd been molested with a broomstick by my babysitter, my mom. She was a call girl. I was being physically beat up by a stepfather, and I was broken, and I simply cried out. We were an atheistic family. We didn't even know God, and I just cried out, help me. Help me. And I love what Jesus taught in the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God.
So
when
true.
We come to the end of ourselves, it is the beginning of God.
Yep.
He can do things that no one else can do for us. And he brought us together to let you know you are special and you are loved. Do we have a resource for her that we can send?
I would love to get you, Joan, the book, Take Your Life Back. And it's going to help you go from living on your heels where everything's coming at you to living on your toes where you can face it with the strength and the love of God.
That is awesome. Thank you so much. We have now from Willesco, Texas, KBBW. I love it.
You know what we'll do? We'll take him on the next call. We've got two whole shows today.
Program.
So hang on the line and we're going to be right with you, Mr. Bill.
So thank you guys for being on the show with us today. Again, coming up this weekend, Finding Freedom. If you need help, give us a call. Also, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We can connect you with a counselor. If you're on the phone, stay on with us. We'll do another hour right after this.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live.
Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.